This episode is rated R for people who do not need their mother's hand for approval to the content they are about to hear. Again, this shit is rated XRX rated. And if you need to ask your parents' permission before listening to this segment, by all means, go ahead and get your parents. But you shall not pass. You shall not pass without their consent.
Damn. I'm married, though, you know what I'm saying? I got nothing. I can't be tripping. I'm tripping, right?
Hey, yo.
What the fuck?
Mr. No Show.
Who the fuck are you?
It's me, man.
Huh?
It's me.
Who the fuck are
Mr.
you?
Conscience.
Oh. Okay.
What's up, fool?
Yeah, what's up, man?
I heard you over there thinking about that girl right there.
Yeah, what about her?
I hear you. Why don't you just go after her?
Nah.
She won't bite.
Ain't about to bite, and I'm worried about.
She actually wants you to talk to her.
Fuck it.
She's so alone.
I don't give a damn. What the fuck that got to do with me?
She wants a company.
Oh, go give us. You know what?
No. She may act like she don't, but she does.
Nah, ain't worth it. I'm loyal.
Go fight me.
I'm loyal, motherfucker.
Go fight me.
You tripping.
What I say to you is true.
You think so?
Whether you want to accept it or not.
What the fuck?
Oh, you think you're loyal?
Yeah, I'm loyal as fuck. I'm loyal as
think
fuck.
You're loyal, huh?
I still got it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck
no such thing as loyalty in this world.
You're not
when
my...
When you die, she's fucking somebody else.
What?
Right?
Come on, get over it, man. Come on, man. What the fuck are you
Get
right
the
now?
Fuck over it.
Are you my subconscious or not?
But here's what I need you to do. You listening?
Yeah. I hear you. What's up, man?
Okay. Good.
What's up?
I want you to experience life no matter what is thrown at you.
No matter what?
You gotta understand. It takes a bad deed to feel good about.
Man, you screwed.
Change in your life.
You screwed in the head, man.
So go on. Do some bad deeds,
man,
No Show.
Come on, man. What the fuck?
You'd be missing out. I promise you.
Get the fuck out of
my
head.
Your hands dirty.
Come on, man.
You make a tree.
What? Make a fucking tree? Get my hands dirty.
That sounds good?
Nah, man.
Well, that's because you ain't got no fucking balls, man.
What?
Grow some balls,
bruh,
man.
Bruh, come on, homie.
You understand what I'm talking to you about?
Oh, man. I'm tired.
You need to grow them motherfuckers and stop being a bitch.
You know what? I ain't no bitch.
I'll be right here.
I ain't no bitch, man.
Go on. She's waiting.
Yeah. Fuck it, man. Fuck it.
Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get No Shows Theater off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? Then I was like, how do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of those questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free, and it's ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors, too, so you can get paid to podcast. One of the reasons why I like Anchor is because of the call-in features. Then you can have actual discussions and dialogue with people that you favorite. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. To join me and a diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast, and you can join me along with No Shows Theater. Take care. See you soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I am your host, Mr. No Show. And I got some good things to say. Very good things. I want you guys to understand that this world is for yours for the taking. And you must know that no matter how hard you try, no matter how hard you fight, there will be forces trying to counteract your heart, your pride, your destiny. It's going to be there, y'all. So it's on you how you create your ending of your story. Even though this ain't no Cinderella story, you can make it how you want to make it. Does the hero die at the end without even trying? Or does the hero find a way to overcome the obstacles to make what he or she wants to be possible? I mean, let's be real. Are you a symbol? Are you a vision? Are you a piece of paper with some designs written on it? Where is your start? Where is your middle? And where is your end? Because stories need to have this continuity to become. And if you don't have this, what are you building? What are you designing? What are you forming? Like, every baker will have ingredients before they start baking, right? Or do they have to go get it and then come back and then continue? Oh, I forgot. Then go back out and get it again. Let's be real. We don't all have the pieces to the puzzle together. But what we do have is each other. And we build off each other and we grow. So on this Thursday wordplay, understand we are here to stand. You get me? I'm not trying to put positivity into your head. I just want you to understand the shit that I'm thinking. And if this is what I'm thinking, I hope it resonates deep inside your souls and grows like the tree that hits down into the seas and the seas hit the soil. What's it doing? We rooting, y'all. We're going to be there. We're going to be there. And if you want to root with me, come on, yo. Let's do it. Root. Shit. I get intoxicated. We can add the beer to the fact and we can get to the root bearing on this track. If you really understand me now. We here to shine, baby. And if I'm going to grow, I need to understand what I'm doing, right? I learn from each and one, every one of y'all. I do. I truly do. I've learned so many ways to come at this anchor enthusiast format that I could possibly come up with. And, you know, I got so many ideas, but, you know, I want you guys to understand. You wake up, you talk to yourself in the mirror, you tell yourself what it is. And your mind will drink that up. It'll eat it. Keep eating it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what makes a cocky man so arrogant is that he's doing it in the most inhumane way. I'm not gonna be cocky. I'm gonna be confident, but I'm also gonna be respectful and humble. So with that, y'all, stay above water. Stay above the stars. And let's reach to the next galaxy.
It's a nice little track. Okay, man. As real style freestyle used to put it, boom, bat, boom, bat. Whoa, there it is, team, tag, team. I meant to say opposite, so I can rhyme by the way. I'm like a pop filter whiz kid, so what you gonna say? It's your bro, PDE, I'm on the microphone, man. So been doing it since back in the day. Talking about used to rap up in my shower, man. I'm on the flow, by the way, you better play the game. You better never, ever, ever, ever blame. And never take excuses, never take abuses. You better be striving through your life goals and truths, kid. That's how I do it on the mic. I'm a sleuth, kid. Detective on the rhyme. So what you gonna say? Hidden traveler foes. You better find the buried treasure in your life, bro.
What do? I say Fiona. 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 Put down my phone. Fiona. Yeah, there's a leprechaun that plays with my phone and my iPad. And her name is Fiona. And she's Trudy's daughter. So what I just, I'm talking in my ukulele, is picking up the resonance. and I have my my Vietnamese host talking in the background. So yeah, I have the cutest leprechaun you'll ever see, the two-year-old called Fiona, who is the daughter of Trudy. Hey, that kind of rhymes. I should put that into my Fiona song that I've been making. Yeah, hey there, Mr. No Show. Thank you for showing up to Lulu Island, and I hope this message is a better late than never. Hugs and kisses.
All right, y'all. It's Mr. No Show. Checking in with you guys, you know. I'm worried about a few of y'all, man. True indeed. Just because it's Thursday, you feel like you can just time it out. Give it up. Put so much into your heart and your effort for the day, you feel like it's over for the week. Nah, baby. Oh, nah, baby. I'ma need y'all to step up and find some more energy within inside yourselves and constantly keep on pushing. And keep on pushing until there's no other way to stop. You know that point where, you know, you black out, you forget who you are, but you kind of know what you are? Yeah, I need you to black out. Can you black out for me? I need you to touch your soul and let your soul take over, because there's a lot of hate probably sitting on your shoulders right now. Are you hurting? If not, then this doesn't pertain to you. This is medicine for those that want to pay attention. You get it? I don't want to play with y'all no more, man. I want you to understand everything that I can do is what you can do. You know, if I can do it, you can do it. Remember that Nike commercial? That was a lie. Anything you can do, I can do better? Nah. Ain't nobody really better than anybody. Your styles are just different. So if you feel like you can't succeed against somebody else because you feel like you don't measure up, man, get the fuck out of here. You got your own creativity. And one thing I've learned going to art school, everybody has some way to critique what you've already done. They see it in their light. They see how they can do it. Let me ask you something. When you go into a movie theater, don't you think about how you would run away from somebody if somebody's chasing you in a horror movie? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you wanted to drive a car, you feel like that mentally in the car when you're going home or leaving work, going to dinner. You feel like you can just pull that shit off because you want to critique your own story. You want to be a part of your own story. You want to make your own story happen. So why am I there to tell you what you can and cannot do or how you should and should not approve it? See what I'm saying? If you want criticism, come get it. That's all I'm saying. Criticism comes in many forms, comes in many tones. But when you start breaking somebody down for their work and not giving them a motivatable push, you're a hater. You're a damn hater, yo. I used to work with this dude, like, no matter how good I did or how strong I worked or how much back I broke, it was never good enough. It was never, 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 never good enough. So that let me know they will never appreciate you for what you do, because they're the one that's getting all the praise from people up top. So until you keep making them look good and make them look better, they don't give a shit about you, right? But that's not how society should work. Society shouldn't work to those standards, because if I treated you the same way, What's to stop the same story happening on a different platform? Y'all gotta realize, man, today's Thursday. That don't mean shit, right? It doesn't have no bearing. It's just another yay. You know what I mean? If you want to make yourself successful, then hey, find your wordplay. Find your wordplay. I'll say this one more time, and I want you to think about this long and hard. Find your wordplay. You know what my wordplay is? Creativity. Because I like to create and I like to be the activity. You see what I just did there? It's what I like to call and like to do on Thursdays. It's called the wordplay. So if you got a certain wordplay that builds you up, it gives you momentum, gives you an extra push, by all means, do it. Find it within yourself to use that creativity, use that push to better your standard, better your way of life, better way you look at life. All these words that I speak to you is just how I feel about myself. This is a documentary. Pay attention, baby. Pay attention to it. Because I am making history. It's a time capsule. All these podcasts are time capsules. Check it. If you play from today, you go back in the time to when I first started, right? So I thank you guys for tuning in to my story, to my journey. Stay tuned to the vacation.
Oof, brother, this is probably one of the deepest things anyone has ever asked me. Thank you so much. The honor is real. But okay, let's see. Well, I already know one thing about myself. I'm not a fighter, alright? So I've never been in a fight. I always try to discuss it with people, talk it out. I'm very physically active, so I don't think I would be bad at fighting, but it's just not in my DNA. So I'm either I run the fuck out of there or talk it out. So I don't know, depending on how creepy and how aggressive this little motherfucker looks, that's what I would do. If he's coming up to me with like a candy can, like Jolly Ranchers and fucking little rainbow farting out of his ass, you know, then I'd probably talk to him. But if he's like, you know, walking right towards me creepily with a weird ass smile on his face, I'd probably get the fuck out of there real quick. Honestly, that's probably what I'd be doing. Thanks for the question, brother. I love it.